rooms where a doctor or nurse is on duty while drug users inject and ride out a high do not exist in the U.S., but in Massachusetts, the idea may be moving from the fringe toward the mainstream. The Board of Trustees for the Massachusetts Medical Society has unanimously recommended that members support a pilot of the so-called safe injection facilities. A vote on the idea is scheduled later this month. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Let's acknowledge up front the reaction many people have to this idea.
To set up a place where addicted people would go and shoot up heroin, to me, sounds crazy.
Norwood Police Chief William Brooks says he knows the Medical Society's goal would be to save lives.
And that's a laudable goal. We share that. But I just don't think that that's the direction we ought to be going in. It does feel like we're giving up, like we're throwing our hands up. And I don't think we should do that.
Hold on, says Dr. Dennis Dimitri, immediate past president of the Medical Society. This is not about throwing in the towel.
And saying, okay, if you're going to use drugs, we'll just help you use drugs. It's really about trying to get individuals into an environment where they have a much better chance of surviving their substance use disorder to make progress in recovery.
So there you have two reasons the Medical Society trustees will bring this controversial plan before members for a vote. Few people who use drugs in safe injection facilities around the world have died as compared to on the streets. And doctors and nurses are able to persuade more patients to try treatment. But is it ethical for a physician to be in a room where patients are doing something illegal and potentially dangerous? Dimitri says yes, because doctors would be helping patients with addiction, a brain disease.
We felt that the ethics of doing this were justifiable, that putting a program such as this in place would do more benefit than any harm.
Dimitri says during this public health crisis, it's time to give doctors and nurses more tools to stop drug overdoses. The state estimates nearly 2,000 deaths last year.
That number has gone up dramatically and shows no signs of abating anytime soon. So given that, we think it's important that we use our bully pulpit to be leaders on this issue.
That means, in short, persuading a city or town somewhere in Massachusetts to allow this illegal activity, and then getting an exemption from or changing state drug possession, consumption, and conspiracy laws. Leo Beletsky, who teaches law at Northeastern University, outlined the options for the Medical Society.
And it does take some measure of discretion on the part of state and federal officials to allow such experimentation to proceed, but it is possible.
There is a bill on file at the State House that would allow safe injection facilities, but it hasn't moved so far this session. Then, says Beletsky, there's the question of how the Trump administration would respond to a room full of active drug users.
Will they choose to use their enforcement discretion to go after a public health facility of the sort? The answer to that is unknown.
23-year-old Nicholas Chu is not deterred. He's the BU medical student who first brought the idea of supervising drug users to the Medical Society more than a year ago.
It's important to recognize that sometimes in situations you have to make a compromise for the greater good, and I think, you know, dead patients can't be saved.
Seattle is moving ahead to open what's expected to be the first such facilities in the U.S. The Massachusetts Medical Society says it would be the first statewide medical group to endorse the idea of a safe injection pilot project if the full body approves the idea later this month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.